All right, everybody, welcome to Game Night. Tonight we're going to be playing Risky Settlers, Knights, and Allies of the Lords of Dominion of Earth, Pandemic Edition. Start with picking a color and taking three cards. Oh, don't look at them yet. Now we roll the dice. Link, you rolled a 2. That means you get to roll the Mega Die. You rolled a 14. That means you get 3 Jumbo Resource cards. Ah, don't look at them yet. Now we all grab items from the game chest that correspond to our item cards.
I've got a crystal card.
Okay, everybody provide 2 forms of identification, one for you in real life and one for your character in the game.
I've just got my license.
Well, I guess we'll be playing with a Rodent Entrapment Expansion Pack then. Oh, you lose. Time to cut off your left pinky finger.
TBTM!
Well, hello, good morning, and welcome to a Monday edition of TBTL, the show that just might be too beautiful to live. My name is Luke Burbank. I'm your host. We have some special programming for you this week, which I think you are going to really enjoy. It is the couple of weeks, well, that I'm taking off anyway. I'll be on summer break for the next 2 weeks, but we've got some shows for you. And my good friend, Andrew Walsh, who's sitting right over there, right there in the Roosevelt neighborhood of Seattle, Washington. He'll be with you throughout. Welcome to the Monday edition of the show, my dude.
Thank you, Luke. You're on vacation right now as we speak. We're recording this a little bit early, obviously. What do you think you're doing right now?
Well, I think the plan is for this episode to be released on, is it Monday, July 1st? And I think that I will be by about 6:30 in the morning, floating in the swimming pool. It'll still be completely dark outside.
Mm-hmm.
There will be a number of raccoons and other small woodland creatures that come to drink from the swimming pool in the early dawn hours. I'll be freezing, but I'll be trying to read the New Yorker to force summer upon myself, and I'll be drinking a club soda with a dash of bitters. Carrie will come out and find me there and say, "Are you sleepwalking? Are you okay?" And I'll say, "No, I'm relaxing.
I'm relaxing, God damn it."
My core temperature is dangerously low, but I'm making this summer break happen. Gosh darn it.
Do you have any idea how much I paid for this headlamp so I can read the New Yorker in the dark with my animal friends?
Because this is how I relax on my 2 weeks of vacation that I get per year. So
well,
it's going to be a really nice time
for everybody involved.
Involved. Yeah, you and Viv should come on up.
Yeah, no, it sounds, great invite. I think we'll be right there. Sounds fun.
Then later, I spend 1 to 4 hours yelling at the inanimate object that is the barbecue because it's out of gas.
Oh, nice. Wow. Wow.
You would do this to me on the first day of my vacation at 8 in the morning.
All I want is to cook some sausage at 8 in the morning on the hibachi.
I love it. It's turning
actually,
into like
you don't even eat
some
meat,
kind of
though,
a combination of what was that Coen Brothers movie? I don't even know what happens in the movie. I know it's very suburban, and the guy's like, I feel like part of the trailer was he was trying to fix like a TV antenna on his roof. Was it called like a Irrational Man or something?
I don't know that I know this movie. Is there? How did this buff Coen Brothers movie escape my radar?
Are they called the Coen Borthers? That's how I just spelled it on the internet. It's a classic Coen Borthers tale of, let's see, A Serious Man, I think it's called, right? You didn't know about that one?
I have heard of that movie. I don't think I remember that it was Coen Brothers.
Yeah. And it's the picture is him again. I don't know what the plot is, but it's that guy named we're really starting this week off hot. It's that guy. I think his name is like I want to say Michael Stahlbard. He's in everything. He's always this kind of like he has a lot of gravitas, and he just had this. He was in honestly, you name it, prestige film or prestige television series, and he's always kind of like the third guy doing something in the background. Anyway, he is the star of this film, and the cover photo is him standing on the roof of his presumably suburban home by his TV antenna. I don't know what happens in the movie. I could tell you my guesses at the plot of the film, Andrew, but I just want to let you know I'm going to be reenacting that scene from the photo of this film at some point during my summer break.
Well, if you're reenacting that, I hope that that movie, I hope you're wrong. I hope that movie is about a guy who's just relaxing with his best friend, the TV antenna, and having a great chill time.
Yeah, well, that's, I mean, that's Michael Stuhlbarg is the actor who's in it. And if I know the Coen brothers, that's probably what happens in that film. It's just kind of a, it's a story about a guy who has a nice relaxing vacation and nothing weird happens, and he doesn't blow a gasket over something that's seemingly very small.
And at no point does wallpaper start peeling down from the hot, sweaty wall while a hot, sweaty John Goodman gets in your face. Yeah.
But if that starts happening here at Burbank Springs this week, I'm leaving.
Yeah.
I don't care what happens.
Get out of there.
Speaking of this week, here is the plan. We are calling this. I hope this works out, Andrew, because I think this would be a very fun tradition on the show. We are calling this week of programming the TBTL Summer Games.
Shall we play a game?
Come on, honey, let's play the match game.
So each day this week, we're going to play some kind of game or do a list or a quiz or something. We will be awarding medals at the end of the week, and I don't know why, but for some reason, Russia is boycotting the TBTL Summer Games. So that's just a chance for the rest of us to get more medals. But this is going to be a week of games, merriment, lists, and the like. That sounded dangerously close to describing some weird public radio game show that I haven't heard of. It's the game of merriment and lists and the like, starring Michael Stuhlbarg.
Wait, wait, don't tell me. Tell me another. Like, what would be? What could be our?
I missed that.
Yeah, right.
Come again.
Hold on a second. It's right on the tip of my tongue. Starring Luke Burbank.
Oh, my God, I can't believe. So just keep talking. I'll remember it. That could be a name of a show. Actually, that would be a good game for us. Is one of these days we just do a game where all we're trying to do is come up with fake public radio game show names.
Yeah, I know. For a second, I thought it was going to be really easy, and then I got in my head and I fell down on the job. Another fun game we could play is you just, I don't know, give me the last name of an actor and ask me to say the first name of the actor and just see how long it takes me to get each of those right. Or just name a movie
Stuhlbarg.
And say, name one person associated with this film.
Ooh,
in
I like it.
Any way. It is Mary Poppins.
How about this? How about this? Tom Cruise movies minus Tom Cruise. I name a Tom Cruise movie, but you have to name someone who's not Tom Cruise in the movie.
Okay, Val Kilmer. Wait, are we playing?
Yeah, I didn't say the name, and it's not Top Gun.
Damn it!
How about Eyes Wide Shut minus the cruise?
Oh my God, we're really doing this! And of course, I know her name. She's Australian, and this is literally the joke that like I'm so my Luke, my glasses are literally steaming up right now because
I can see
obviously
them. I can see them from Bellingham.
Obviously, I know who I'm talking about, and it's driving me crazy because this is what happens to my brain.
You know what? This is already turning into one of the greatest vacations
terrible.
Of my life.
Oh, shut up! I'm trying to think of an actress's name! Oh, my God. They met on the set of Far and Away. They were married.
Yes.
They were in the race car movie together.
Oh, Cars 2?
Yes. Sure. Oh, yes. Cars 2. Oh, my God. I thought I would never get there. That's who it is. Cars 2.
Okay.
She
was. What's her name?
Cars 2.
What's her name?
I have a computer in front of me, and I could make
don't
this
do it.
Less
don't look
painful.
It up. Don't,
this is
don't
really
look it up.
Stupid.
You'll remember. No,
come
it's
on.
Not stupid. It's
yes,
fascinating
it
to the listeners.
No, it is
I know,
not
I'm
fascinating.
Sorry.
It is
no,
infuriating to the listeners. You know it.
No, it's not.
Oh
no,
my God.
They're curious at how long it will take your brain.
What is
I'm
wrong
not,
with
Andrew,
me?
I'm sorry that this is.
This
we're recording
is not,
this on a Sunday. You're like, I don't deserve this kind of treatment on one of my days off. You should just be relaxing.
She is one of
instead,
the most famous actresses literally in the world. By far the most famous.
She's
Australian
in Big
actress.
Little Lies.
Right.
I'm saying this not to drive the point home, but I'm just going to keep talking about her career so that I bet you then some little part of your brain, some synapse will light up and start firing.
But the problem is I actually don't know that that will work because what's going to work is me not – like I'm freaking out right now, right? And what's going
to
work is if we just
let's go to a different
on.
Movie. Okay, mm-hmm. let's do a different game. You can apply it to me. It could either be Tom Cruise or that's not fair because my brain, for some reason, it's more drawn to like meaningless pop culture than yours is. I know that it sounds like
Nicole
I'm trying to
Kidman.
Just, like, make you not
Nicole Kidman.
Yeah,
I had to stop thinking about it.
Yeah, baby. Oh, I just almost quoted an Austin Powers.
You almost
or
did a
Swingers line.
You almost did like a Counting Crows
baby.
There. That
yeah.
Oh, well, that was terrible. That was
no, it wasn't.
No,
that was
terrible. That was terrible.
Well, it's time for our first break. Let's do that. And then,
let's everybody just compose ourselves, okay? We're on vacation.
I think that was, honestly, I'm sorry, Andrew. I'm sorry if that represented, like, for you what is really a genuinely not great feeling of some kind of part of how your brain works that you don't love. But I promise you that was compelling.
That
imaginary
was
radio.
A stress dream for
I'm
me
sorry,
and
man.
For
I
the
was,
listeners.
I was
You're
not
literally
to set
the
you
only person who enjoyed that. I know it.
No, the listeners enjoyed it.
We'll
because
see.
They're curious about yeah, maybe the listeners didn't enjoy it.
Yeah, I don't think they did.
Well, I'm sorry. I wasn't trying to set you up for that. I was not trying to mess with you. I tried to start with a relatively straightforward film.
No, you want to say it? No, no, that's on me. You did.
Okay, public radio show, and I'm going to take out the host. Okay, speaking of faith, but you can't name Krista Tippett.
Who was the third guest on the fourth episode of Speaking of Faith? All right, let's take this break. Let's reset, and then we'll be
by
back.
By the way, I think the show's called On Being. Sorry. It may even be distributed by our company.
I don't think it is anymore. I don't think it is. We're not responsible for that anymore.
Now it's called Off Being.
Mm-hmm.
Decided to stop focusing on existing. Okay, sorry. Let's take a quick break. Let's get our act together, and then we'll come back, and we will actually for real launch the first of the TBTL Summer Games. Stay with us. Oh, yeah. This sounds like summer to me.
It does. This sounds like summer in college to me.
God.
Wait. Ice, baby. I saw your girlfriend. It would just be hard to just talk right over the top of the beginning of that. That does something for me.
Yeah. Also, I'll put Gold Sounds, So Drunk, in the August Sun. That line.
Mm-hmm.
I don't miss a lot about drinking, but I did really enjoy the experience of being slightly drunk in the August sun and hearing the line "so drunk in the August sun."
Do you like hearing
that's a summery memory?
Do you like hearing people singing about drinking when you were drinking, like at the same time? I never. Really
I mean,
heard
it
them
wasn't like I didn't make it a specific point to try to create. Like I wasn't like put 99 bottles of beer on the jukebox because I'm having 94 bottles of beer right now. Oh it's more just
don't
like...
Don't ever let that guy in this bar again and certainly anywhere near the jukebox.
Oh, he's been banned from all the bars in town. Why? Because he goes on Touch Tunes and he plays 99 bottles of beer whilst consuming 99 bottles of beer.
The Tom Waits version, too. I mean, that's the thing that
he does a version. He does a version of it and it's probably
it's
not.
It's two logs scraping together, then one rock hitting another rock.
Okay. Tom Waits songs, but you can't name Tom Waits.
But you can't name Tom Cruise.
Tom Waits songs minus the Tom Cruise. Okay. Let's try to do a portmanteau of some kind of a Tom. By the way, listeners, we have a plan for this week. I know it sounds like we had no plan. This is not the plan. We had a plan. It's rapidly going out the window.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, a Tom. Is there an overlap? Do you think Tom Cruise knows that somebody named Tom Waits exists in the world?
Amen.
You really? That didn't even take you a second. Why do you – what makes you think Tom Cruise knows that there's a person named Tom Waits?
Well, Tom Waits is really famous and also – I mean, Tom Cruise has also –
Tom Cruise?
Tom Cruise has been in some interesting works. You know, he's been in P.T. Anderson films. Like I know – I'll bet you I can find some sort of crossover between these guys. There's no way that they haven't been at some sort of Hollywood get-together if they haven't been on a project together. And I bet you that we could find – I'll bet you we could find – here's the game.
Okay.
This is a challenge to the listeners. And by the way, this all your work will be for naught because this is Monday of Luke's vacation. By the time I am able to present this back to Luke again, we'll have totally forgotten about this bit. But is there a movie with Tom Cruise that has a Tom Waits song on the soundtrack?
Oh, man, that's a great question. I'm going to say yes because I'm not my point isn't that Tom Cruise is so basic that he wouldn't know. I guess that's kind of slightly my point. But you're right. Tom Cruise has done, you know, for his quirks, he's done plenty of edgy stuff. And I think he does have his abilities as an actor. But I guess I'm just sort of like, Tom, I'm trying to imagine Tom Cruise in the world. And if ever he would be like, oh, yeah. Oh, put on Rain Dogs.
I hope so.
I mean, but you know what? I bet you, to answer your question, Andrew, and to answer it correctly, which means I'm currently in the lead on the TBTL Summer Games Week.
Damn it.
Burbank 1, Walsh 0. I think I know that's not how any of this works. I think that probably there's been a Tom Cruise movie that there's been a Tom Waits song on the soundtrack. And the reason I think that is because Tom Cruise has done so many movies and music supervisors like Tom Waits. So there's been, whether or not it was like actually just playing on a jukebox in the background of a scene or whether it was like the final song of the soundtrack that plays after the credits have rolled. And then they have like one more little afterbirth of some kind of credits or it says filmed in Panaflex or whatever. I promise you there has been some overlap, but I don't know if Tom Cruise knew the overlap happened.
I think I found the overlap. Again, this wasn't the game we were supposed to be playing, but I found it. They're both in a movie together. They're both in the movie, and you're never going to guess the movie. It's
Cars 2.
Holy shit, you're good at this. That's 2 points.
Luke 2, Andrew 0.
Damn it. It's The Outsiders. I forgot that Tom Cruise was in The Outsiders, and I had no idea that Tom Waits was in The Outsiders. But
what?
I found a signed – this would be good for Camaro Kev. I have found a signed Laserdisc that the entire cast signed. It's signed by both Tom Cruise and Tom Waits. IMDb confirms this. Tom Cruise played Steve Randall in the movie, and Tom Waits played Buck Merrill.
Wow. Okay. So Tom Cruise does know that Tom Waits exists, but does Tom Waits know that there's someone named Tom Cruise?
No. Can't Hardly Waits. Can we name the show Can't Hardly Waits?
Yes, we can. And we will. What we won't do are any of the games that we've been planning on playing, but what we will do is come up with a pretty sick name, which is Can't Hardly Waits. Love it.
Okay. No,
will you write that down?
I got it down here. Yep, got it down here.
I still feel like we need to obviously get to the game, but I'm just looking at names of Tom Waits songs, and I want one of them to be closer to the name of a Tom Cruise film so that we could then do a little kind of a combo. But
yeah,
but
I'm going through the same thing in my brain right now. The only song that I'm thinking of is, which is a very weird, obscure song that is nothing but sound effects and him growling over top of it, is What's He Building in There?
I don't know. Whatever it is, I don't want to see
it. Oh, you would
it.
Hate that song so much.
What's He Building in There?
That's my imitation of Tom Waits, which was not terrible,
not
by the way.
No, not terrible at all.
Maybe that's because I'm a little groggy on a Sunday morning. That just that came from The Beast Within. I actually saw him in a movie yesterday. Anyway.
By the way, The Beast Within, that's the Tom Cruise movie that's also named for a Tom Waits
song. Do we have time to play our game? I want to play this game.
You play to win the game. Yes, we do. Here's how this is going to work. Some of the days this week, we're going to spin the wheel. And we're going to just pick – I'm going to pick a random quiz, list, or game off of the fine website Mental Floss, which I love, which I was once in a very cursory outside conversation about hosting a Mental Floss-related radio show.
That would be a good gig. That's a good idea.
Somebody had been hired by Mental Floss to see about doing a radio pilot, and they approached me. It never went further than that, but but I do like. I just had to, I guess, somehow prove that I'm worth something by mentioning that. I do love the website Mental Floss.
That is that would be a great gig. I'm jealous. I mean,
I was in an airport on the phone. It was basically, hey, would you be interested? And I said, yeah, I'd be interested. That was the last conversation that was ever had about it. So it didn't go far. But yeah, you know, that wouldn't be a bad. I mean, I don't know what happened to that idea. But probably not a terrible idea for a radio show. So some days we'll do that. Andrew, you've got a couple of kind of, quiz ideas, games that you might want to play, that we're going to do that a couple of days this week. And so that's what's going to happen. Now, you've probably already realized, if you looked at the run of this show, you've probably already realized that that we're going to be going a little shorter this week. These are sort of mini episodes, but I think you understand that that, you know, this is so we don't play reruns. Many shows play reruns. We don't. We just do a shorter version of a brand new episode for you. So here we go. Today is going to be a day I'm going to spin the wheel. And it is coming up on... Okay, was this a real McDonald's menu item at some point? Okay.
That's a good one. That's a good one, Kayla.
Are you down for this?
Yes.
Okay. Now, this is one I'll mention, Andrew, and you've run into this before. This is one of these quizzes that it's photos with writing on them, and then I have to skip to the next one. So there's kind of a... Like, I'll try to make a note of the correct answer, which we're going to be finding out together. I have not previewed this quiz. I'm just looking at it. Which of these McDonald's menu items were real?
This
okay,
is good.
Andrew.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Was there something called the McPizza? Was the McPizza a real? And, of course, if we get it right, if you get it right, if I get it right, if anyone gets it right, we'll do this. And if we're wrong... Although, of course, maybe we'll disagree on the realness of something, and then maybe one of us will get this, and one of us will get this.
Oh, I see, because you don't have the answer either. We're both going to give an answer, and
yeah.
then we're going to see if
yeah.
we're right. I'm going to – on this one, if I can go first, I would yeah. say this first
Please.
One, I will say Nicole Kidman.
You, my friend, are absolutely right.
Damn.
Was the McPizza a real thing? Did McDonald's actually have something – called the McPizza.
Yes.
In the late 1980s and the 90s.
I'm going to say yes. I'm going to say it was probably a single serving, maybe somewhere between like a French bread and a maybe personal pan.
Now, here's what's complicated about – I'm already questioning the format here. The way that Mental Floss, the fine website Mental Floss, which I nearly hosted a radio version of –
You came up with that concept, if I recall.
So based on an original concept by Luke Burbank, which uh-huh. Andrew – had we made the show, I think it would have been a hit. Probably won a Peabody. I came so close to winning a Peabody with my Mental Floss radio mm-hmm. show. Here's what they're doing. It's basically a photo of a McPizza, or what's alleged to be a McPizza, and it's got some facts about it. But I still don't know if this is real or not. Mm. So what's going to happen is I'm going to click on either real or fake, and then we're going to find out the answer. But now the facts will have already passed us by. Does that make any sense?
Yeah,
you understand what
that's
I'm saying?
Rough. Yeah,
so,
okay.
So – if it is real, this is like OJ's book. If this was real, the reason that this pizza did not continue is because logistical problems prohibited it from catching on widely. That's if it's real, Andrew,
that
but
makes
we still
sense,
don't
though.
Know if it's real or
that
not.
That totally makes
We're
sense.
We're both guessing it's real. I'm going to click on it. Oh, we are 100% right. It is real.
I'll bet you it has something to do with most of their food is cooked in grills and deep fryers, right? And then pizzas, that's a whole different thing.
Right, which I hadn't realized until I started yammering on about veggie burgers and the like. And I was like, well, why don't you just throw a veggie burger on the grill, you turkeys? And the listeners emailed in and said, well, because, of course, you're then cooking it in meat.
Yeah.
And some people, I'm not that strict about it, but there are plenty of people
sure.
that for religious purposes or just ethical purposes. So you got to – messing with that kind of, what would you call it? That assembly line
mm-hmm.
of how the food is created is a big deal with these restaurants that are standard. Was there a steak sold by McDonald's, a flame-grilled sirloin steak? Was this a real thing called the McSteak?
If so, is there any information about this thing?
They said this was a something – let me phrase it this way. Actually, mm-hmm. this – okay, I figured it out now. 7 minutes before we're done with the show, I figured out how the format yeah. of the TBTL summer games are going to work.
Mm-hmm.
Did McDonald's offer something called a McSteak and then cancel it because they were worried that it would be the butt of jokes? Is that a thing that happened? Did that happen or did it not happen? See, that's how I need to be. That's
okay.
how I need to be presenting these questions.
Was there
something called the McSteak that they removed because they were worried that people were going to make fun of it?
No,
because that seems like kind of a natural, like, oh boy, I'm going to go get a steak down at the McDonald's.
No, I don't think that existed. I don't think it existed. I don't think they ever tried to do it.
You're going, the mixtake was fake.
That's right.
That's not bad. Let's see. Clicking on it. And, oh, my friend, you are absolutely right.
Nice.
That was not a real thing. Did McDonald's consider something called the McHot Dog that was available in some Midwestern locations during the summer? But was it canceled because it went against the edict of McDonald's mastermind Ray Kroc, who believed there was no way to maintain the quality of hot dogs?
Yeah, I'm going to say that they tried a hot dog at some point.
So you think there was a McHot Dog, but they got rid of it because Ray Kroc, the founder of McDonald's, said that hot dog quality control was a difficult challenge.
The story, I wouldn't have guessed that that would be why they didn't go through with it or had to cancel it. But I just, especially if we're talking about that Ray Kroc era, I feel like you have this chain, this burgeoning chain of fast food restaurants. You've almost invented a new industry. It feels like hot dogs would come to mind. You're already doing hamburgers. I feel like somebody would want to try a hot dog.
So they really tried the McHot Dog, and they really ended the project because those things were not able to be maintained consistently. I think you're right, too. I think this was a real thing. But I find it interesting that hot dogs, which seemed like the most shelf-stable quasi-food product, it just seems like, boy, that's a manageable situation. Like, you can get consistency when it comes to hot dog presentation.
I agree.
But I think you're right. I'm going to go with this is a thing that really happened. Here we go. Oh, my friend, you are absolutely right.
Nice.
All right. Question number four. Was there something called the McTaco? I might have McTacos for dinner tonight. I'm not quite sure yet. Was there something called the McTaco that was released in response to Taco Bell's growing popularity, but did it fail to catch on? And then McDonald's later said they wanted to focus only on burger products. Did McDonald's try to release something called the McTaco to keep up with the popularity of Taco Bell?
Yes. I'm going to say they tried that at some point.
Ooh, I'm going to say no, but the only reason is because I think that they're just alternating real and fake.
Well, that's
Although it makes sense on paper.
Yeah, so I don't know.
The McTaco sounds extremely plausible to me, but I just think they wouldn't have two real things in a row. So based on that, I'm going to go fake. Are you going to go real?
I'm going to go real. That keeps it interesting.
Okay. Andrew, I got to give you give myself a little, as I often do, because that was not a real thing. McDonald's, did they make an attempt to offer something called Mighty Wings, a bone-in alternative to Chicken McNuggets, but then remove them from the menu because of slow sales? Nothing like eating a bone-in chicken wing on the go as you're driving to your PTA, your kid's PTA meeting.
You know what, though?
Okay, just covered in sauce. Well, how's Ricky doing? Not well, Mrs. Stahlbarg. Not well.
You have a bone in your hair. I'm going to say yes. Now, here's the reason why I regret saying that they had tried tacos, because I was wrong. That's the reason I regret it. But also, like, in the back of my head, I am now thinking about that.
My least favorite part was when I got the question wrong.
I'm thinking about the production line, and I do think that, you know, they have grill. What did I say before? They have grills and they have deep fryers.
Yep.
And I think that you can deep fry a wing. Ah, God, it doesn't. Screw it. I think they could have done it. I'm going to regret this. I'm going to say they did not offer wings, bone-in wings.
It's a tough call for all the reasons you've laid out. I feel like what I think is the driving force for so much of this stuff, if it happened, was they're looking around. They're going, dang, wings are big. Like whenever – I feel like when a food product like a sort of fast food or fast casual food product gets to a certain level, McDonald's looks around and says, well, can we get in on that action? And wings are definitely something that have had a major moment in the last 10 years. So that by that logic, I could see them doing it. But it also just seems like the bone-in component, like there just seems like a ton of logistical hassle around that, both for the restaurants and the customers.
Yeah.
Therefore, I am going to go with fake as well. So are we both saying that this did not really happen?
Yes. So we're all in here.
Here we go. Oh, no, Andrew.
Damn it.
I screwed us both up. I think I was
– damn it.
I think my energy was so strong against that being a thing. So Mighty Wings were something they tried to do. Ah, I can't. I mean, I just cannot imagine. Honestly, I'm looking at a picture of it, and I'm really hungry right now. And I am, you know, I'm not about that meat life, but I could. You know what I'm probably going to have to do? When we're done recording this, Addie got me a gift certificate to my local vegan joint here in town, the Wild Oat. And I may have to go down there and have, I don't think they have fake chicken wings, but I'm going to have like a fake meatball sandwich to scratch that itch. All right. Next question. We are 60% of the way through the quiz. We're almost hitting our time limit for the show. So... you know, remind me to go fast here for the end of the quiz. Mm-hmm. Did McDonald's try to offer a hula burger in the 1960s, a grilled pineapple menu item for customers who wanted a meatless alternative? So the hula burger was just just a pineapple, a slice of pineapple with on all the fixings and no meat.
No.
Did that happen in the 60s?
Not in the 60s. Certainly not.
God, this is tough. I could see this happening in the 60s because remember the fish sandwich? Oh, is it too early for that? Hmm. Remember the McFish sandwich was supposedly a reaction to Lent. So while I don't think there was many people eating a vegetarian lifestyle in the 60s, I wonder if there were people that weren't eating meat on Friday. And also, I feel like that whole kind of like luau, Hawaii, you know, Polynesian culture, you know, kind of was sort of a thing in the 60s, late 60s. I'm wondering if the pineapple burger. Whoa, I just dropped my sound effects box into my guitar, Andrew.
Oh, wow. Now it'll really ring out. That'll be nice.
Yeah. It'll... if this were a Michael J. Fox movie, this is the moment I realized that I can finally play Johnny B. Goode. Like, when the sound effects box accidentally.
Right, yes.
Luke Burbank's musical career was going nowhere until one day he dropped his sound effects box into his guitar. What the?
And that's how we ended up with the classic song.
C. Thomas Howell is Rockbox. Okay. Was the hula burger a real thing?
No, I'm saying no. I'm sticking with it.
I'm going to say yes just to keep it interesting. Was it real or fake? It was real.
God.
For you and a...
Ding
to my
you.
Haters.
Yeah, wow. Yeah. I am really losing the summer games. I'm slipping behind.
All right. Quickly now, we have three more of these. Was the McLobster roll a thing? And is it still available in some New England locations?
I don't I lived in New England. I feel like I would have heard of this, but lobster rolls are all over the place there. I'm going to say yes. But I'm already ready for the buzzer. I'm prepared.
Do you want me to just play this in advance?
Yeah.
Just so you can be ready for the sounds. It won't scare you. It won't be jarring.
Yeah.
I am going to say the McLobster roll was not real. I think price point would be an issue. Like, even if you're using the – if it's a McLobster – if lobster is spelled with two Bs. Wait a minute. What's a McLobster? I just think there's a price point issue with this. Like, even if you're using some off-brand seafood that is lobster-esque. So I'm going to say it was did not exist. You're going to say it did exist. The McLobster roll, real or fake? Andrew Walsh, my friend, you're right.
Nice.
It was real.
A lot of bells going on. Sorry, I hit mine just out of excitement.
But also, I got to give myself this.
Yeah, you do.
So that's on me. That one is. All right, here we go. The McTuna Burger. That's a McTuna Burger, bro.
Yeah.
Was a McTuna burger a real thing, or was it a real thing that was discontinued because customers complained it made their cars smell weird?
No, I'm going to say no.
You think the McTuna burger was not a real thing and it was not canceled because it made people's cars smell weird?
I'm going to say no, that is not a true story.
I'm going to say you're right. I'm going to say it was not a real thing, but I wish it was because that's a really funny thing. It was not real.
All right.
We're right. You're wrong.
Take that, mental
Kate Winslet.
Floss.
Yeah. All right.
Wait, why are you bringing up Kate Winslet?
I don't know. I just thought I would. I felt like we've been mean enough to Nicole Kidman, so I thought it was time to.
Okay, gotcha.
It was time to just break. We also do. No, it's not Kate Winslet. We have we used to play an audio drop that I think was Deal With It, Kate Blanchett.
Really? I don't know that drop.
From 30 Rock. Don't you remember that
no,
one?
No, I don't.
Yeah, that was – I feel like this actually made kind of a lot of them.
Deal with it, Kate Blanchett.
Actually, you know what? I don't think it was from 30 Rock. I think it was from some awards show that Tracy Morgan was at.
That makes sense.
Would you be surprised to know that was the award show where Tracy Morgan said somebody was going to get pregnant?
No, I would not be surprised. Do I get a point? Yeah.
You do. Odd, in the way this game works, you do get a point for that. McSwedish meatballs. Were they sold in six-piece servings in an attempt to capture IKEA fans and customers' love for the IKEA Swedish meatball? Was there a McDonald's mixed Swedish meatball to try to cut in on the IKEA market?
No. I'm going to say no.
I agree with you. I don't think this is even hard. I don't even think this is very hard. And it wasn't. We're right. We are at the last question now.
Nice.
McSpaghetti. McSpaghetti. Was it an attempt to introduce pasta to the masses by way of McDonald's? And did people did it end because people complained it got soggy too quickly? And is it still sold in some international locations like the Philippines?
See, now them introducing
the
Asian market is really smart because they do have a lot of – but I'm going to say no again because I'm thinking about prep. I could be totally wrong here, but I am thinking that's going to be a real – I mean, you really have to outfit your restaurants. Like, once you do that, like, what, you're going to be boiling pasta? Or if you're not, are you microwaving it? Like, how are you making this? How are you making this hot and
now,
serving
it? Now,
before
we get this final answer to this question here on the TBTL Summer Games Week, I meant to ask you this before the show. Do you have that sound effect that we used to play on Ross and Burbank where it's kind of like the end of the game?
Oh, yeah, I think so. Yeah, yeah, I think I got
saying,
that here. I got
I always think it's Bill Murray, but I don't think it is.
I think
it's
just from a game show. I think I just grabbed it from a game show. I have something here called Applause-Ta-Da. That's got to be it, right?
Maybe. But don't play it yet. Let's find out together. I'm going to – here's what's going to happen. I'm going to play a drum roll here on my computer, which I'll find. Wait, do I have a drum roll? Is this a drum roll? Oh, cool. I have it on my sound effects box. Had to fish it out of my guitar. So I'm going to play a drum roll.
Your batteries are going bad on that, I think. Is that did that
what?
Get too wavery near the end? No, that sounds good. That sounds solid. You're playing
by the way,
out of
I
the
do
guitar,
think my,
huh?
Yeah. Yeah. I think my headphones, by the way, I was using at your house on Friday, are still on. And audible.
Oh, really? Are you getting
at
some
your
feedback
house.
There?
Not in a bad way. I don't know if it's making it on the recording. I can't imagine it's even the top 10 problems listeners have with this episode.
No.
But
I know what they have a problem with. It's all turned down now. Good call, though.
Here's what's going to happen. I'm going to play this drum roll. We will find out if we are right or wrong on this final answer. I think we're both in agreement. We don't think McSpaghetti was a thing. Mm-hmm. And then
McSpogble is what they call it in Australia.
Now that's a good show title. Dang it. That we got too many good show titles. And then I would like you to please fire that sound effect, which I hope is game show end. But applause ta-da makes me wonder if it's not just literally like applause into a ta-da sound effect. But I guess we're going to find out.
We're going to find out.
So here we go. McSpaghetti. Dang it, it was a real thing.
It was? I don't care.
Yes.
I'm still proud of us. No, you're right. That's not it.
Well, I do like that sound.
I like it.
That's
pretty
nice.
Good. I'll find the other one later, but this is
what
still
do you have? No, but we need it this week, though. Can we find it together? Can we listen to it? Can we enjoy it? Game show?
Oh, yeah. The other one. Yeah, yeah. No, no. I can definitely find it for tomorrow's show. You want me to find
Does
it right
Nicole
now
Kidman
while
have
we're
it?
Rolling AC?
No. We'll just play it tomorrow. It'll give the listeners something to look forward to.
Yeah, they need that. All right. I know you know about TBTL, the podcast. You're listening to it right now, but have you tried TBTL, the newsletter? Because you can. Just go over to TBTL.net and click on the button that says sign me up for the TBTL newsletter. I gotta say, it's a lot of fun. Every week, Luke and I record a little video that we include in the newsletter. It's called Hey Dummies. We answer your questions, any questions you want to ask us. Well, there's all kinds of things in the newsletter. Don't take my word for it. Here, this is Mary. She's a big fan of the newsletter.
It has a nice welcome introduction, but then you have these phenomenal GIFs that are so much fun. You talk about amazing, wonderful people, and you introduce us to new things. And then the songs of the week. Oh, my gosh. And it just makes me so happy.
It can make you happy, too. I mean, listen, this is coming from Mary. She doesn't even listen to the podcast. She's here just for the newsletter. No joke. So, again, go to tbtl.net and click on the button that says sign me up for the TBTL newsletter. And we'll try to bring a little extra sunshine to your inbox every Friday afternoon.
Okay. I guess that is going to do it for this Monday episode of the TBTL Summer Games Week. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Can I jump in before you totally wrap up? I'm going to say we're going to call the show Can't Hardly Wait. And I want you to know that during that McDonald's quiz, I was doing some homework. I was doing some cross-referencing. I had IMDb up. I had a bunch of Tom Waits records up. Here were the two best mashups of Tom Cruise movies and Tom Waits songs. I only came up with two. Rain Dogs Man. Rain Dogs, famous album.
I'm an excellent
Rain Man.
Singer.
Yes.
I'm an excellent singer.
And A Sight for Sore Eyes Wide Shut would be the
That's strong. That's
Thank
a three
you.
Ding.
Do I get
salute.
Extra do I get extra points since I was both playing that McDonald's quiz and researching those at the same
that
time?
That is in this game shooting the moon and you just somehow actually won.
You
won the game.
Thank you. This is fun.
All right, thanks for listening,
Best
folks.
Show ever,
hey,
probably.
We're gonna be back here tomorrow. I think this is actually kind of a fun show. Weirdly. Okay, we'll see you tomorrow. Thanks for listening. Until then, please remember to mountain too tall.
And good luck to all.
Power out.